wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Hearts, this is our contrite prayer for the month of June. And I want you to understand, going into it, that we don't take prayer as an exercise in futility. You see, concerned people will pray. Concerned people will pray. Desperate people will pray. And we want our prayers received, registered, as they're received in glory. So don't think of this concert of prayer as an exercise in futility. Think of it rather as penetrating the invisible realm of reality in the world today. Thanks for being a part of it. Now, the first item we're going to pray asking God to raise up repentance as well as resistance to the kingdom of darkness in every nation of the world. We're going to ask God to stir the hearts of His people to repentance and to raise up resistance to the kingdom of darkness in every nation of the world. Now stop and listen to what I have to say. Within the secular community, those who are unsaved, there are those who are of the elect who do not know yet that they are of the elect. Darius, Cyrus are examples, but they assist the people of God. You have people today in the secular world who have a moral standard. They recognize immorality. That does not mean that they're born again, but they can help us raise up resistance. So, we're going to pray asking God to stir the hearts of God's people to repentance and to raise up resistance to the kingdom of darkness in every nation of the world. Let's pray that right now. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, asking, Father God, that you would stir the hearts of your people to resist, to repentance in every nation of the world. Not only to repentance, but raise up resistance, we pray, in every nation of the world. Father, there are those today who have not yet received Christ, yet they are of the elect. They just don't understand yet that they are of the elect. And we understand that both repentance and resistance are needed in this day, in this life, in this world. So we're asking you, Father God, to stir the hearts of not only those in the kingdom of God, but those who are of the elect, who have not yet come into the kingdom of God. But in your omniscience, you know that the day is going to come when they too will bow before the throne, the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving Christ as their Savior. So we come before your throne, Father God, simply asking you to stir the hearts of your people to repentance, as well as the hearts of those who are of the elect, who do not yet know that they are of the elect, stirring our hearts to repentance and to resistance, Father, to the kingdom of darkness, in every expression of the kingdom of darkness operative in every nation in the world today. We're asking you to stir the hearts of your people, as well as those who will become your people at some future date. Stir their hearts to resistance and repentance. Repentance and resistance. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Folks, it's true. You've got to realize that you and I once were all the elect and didn't know it. What does Paul say to the church at Corinth? Such were some of you. But you see, there are those out there who are of the elect who do not yet know they are of the elect. We need to see them come to Christ. But in the meantime, they can still erect a wall of resistance to the kingdom of darkness in their sense of morality, what is right, what is wrong. Our second item, listen carefully, we're going to pray asking God to speak. He spoke the world into existence, did he not? Did he not? Did he not speak to Abraham? Did he not speak to Moses? Did he not speak to the prophets? Does he not speak today? We're going to pray asking God to speak frustration, strife, division, and failure on all attempts of satanic agents to be elected to public offices and to the presidency of the United States of America. Now get that down. We're going to pray asking God to speak frustration, strife, division, and failure on all attempts of all satanic agents to be elected to public office and to the presidency of this nation. We want to see God speak confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on every attempt of every agent of Satan to be elected to a public office in this nation and to the presidency of the United States of America. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to speak frustration, strife, division, and failure on every attempt and all the attempts of the agents of Satan to be elected to public office and to the presidency of this nation. Father, we've sinned. We've had enough ungodly leadership in the nation. We have enough ungodly leadership in the nation as I speak to you now, Father. And we know that it is Satan's desire to have his agents in positions of power, authority, and influence. So, we're coming to you. And Father, from everything I understand in the Scripture, you pretty much allow what your people allow, and we have allowed too much. I'm admitting it in our prayerlessness, in our spiritual slothfulness, we've allowed too much. In our lack of paying attention to the signs of the times, we've allowed too much. So I'm coming before your throne, along with these prayer warriors that are praying with me. And we're asking you, our Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, to speak frustration, strife, division, and failure on every attempt of all the agents of Satan to gain public office or to be elected as president of the United States of America. Father God, we want leadership in this nation that will honor you and honor your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we simply ask you, give us that. Give us leadership in the Senate, in the House, and in the White House that will honor you and your word. Whatever changes you have to make, whatever you have to bring about to get it done, we pray, get it done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right, our third item. We're going to pray, asking God to invade the ranks of satanic movements, of which there are many, by the way. We're going to pray, asking God to invade the ranks of these deceptive satanic movements in the nation, saving those in those movements who are of the elect. Here we are again. There are those in woke who are of the elect and don't know it. Black Lives Matter, white supremacy, the feminist movement. Folks, they're in every movement in the nations of the world. And many of them are of the elect, meaning that God knows at some point in time they're going to receive Christ. Then they will no longer have anything to do with those movements. So we're going to pray asking God now to invade the ranks of deceptive, satanic movements, because they're all satanic, rooted in hell. So we're asking God to invade the ranks of deceptive, satanic movements in the nation, saving those in those movements who are of themselves the elect. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now. And Father, we realize that some of this borders on desperation prayer. All of it is concerned prayer. But Father God, we're coming before your throne. And we're asking you to invade the ranks of every deceptive, satanic movement in the nation. Save those who are in those movements who are of the elect. Father, we know that woke, feminism, Black Lives Matter, white supremacy, any number of movements in this nation are the children of the devil. And we know at this moment that their membership is made up of children of the devil. But Father, we were once children of the devil, and you invaded the ranks of where we were. You saved us and brought us out. We're asking you to do the same thing for these today who are deceived. We're asking you to invade the ranks of the deceptive, satanic movements in this nation, and there are several. You know who they are. You know what they are. So we're asking you to invade the ranks of those deceptive, satanic movements in the nation. Save those in those movements who themselves are of the elect and yet do not yet know that they are of the elect. They have no knowledge that you went to the cross for them, Jesus. They've been deceived. They're in deception. They're in bondage. And they are simply linking up with people of like themselves. So we're asking you, invade the ranks of those deceptions and bring out of that deception those who are of the elect and save their soul. And then raise them up as salt and light against those movements. We ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All right. Our fourth item. We're going to pray asking God to continue bringing correction to every level of life in the religious community as well as the corporate community of America. Folks, unashamedly, unapologetically, I am asking God to cripple every expression of corporate America that is advancing the satanic agenda, pandering to sin, and promoting ungodly lifestyles. I want you to join me in praying that. We're going to pray, asking him to bring correction. By bring correction, what do I mean? Where it hurts. Cripple them financially. You say, well, Bob, how's that going to affect the rest of the nation? I don't know. I'm concerned about the kingdom of God. And I'm concerned about the kingdom of God in this nation. And I think it'd be great if God would save the corporate leadership of those corporations that are pandering to sin, embracing ungodly lifestyles, promoting ungodly lifestyles. I think it'd be great if he would save the corporate leadership and have them change their policy. But until that happens, we're going to pray, asking God to continue. He's already doing it, folks. You're watching it every day. God is bringing correction. And we're going to ask him to continue bringing correction in every level of life, in the religious community, as well as to corporate America. Cripple them as necessary. Diminish them as necessary, but bring correction. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we understand that you are already bringing correction to a certain measure to certain segments of corporate America. We understand that. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue bringing that correction to every level of life, both in the religious community as well as in corporate America. Father, if you would save those who are in corporate leadership, have them change the policies. If they will not be changed, cripple them. We ask you, Father God, to cripple them financially. Cripple them. And in crippling them, bring correction. Bring correction, we pray, when they see that they cannot survive and they cannot retain the profit margin by embracing what they're embracing. So we're asking you to continue the correction, Father God. Continue the correction in the church as well as in corporate America. Father, move in such a way that there'll be less pride in ungodliness. Less pride in ungodliness and more holiness. And Father, in secular America, once again, you have those who are of the elect, who are not yet of the elect, but they have a moral code. They know right from wrong. They know what is ungodly and unholy. So, Father God, we're asking you, among the ranks of the secular as well as the church, raise up a backlash. Raise up such a backlash, Lord God, against these ungodly practices that it will absolutely cripple those corporations. And then, Father, pour out your blessings on every corporation, corporate entity in America that is operating under godly principles. Pour out your blessings on them and let the others see how you address those issues as holy, holy, holy God. And we thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. Now, item number 5. We're going to pray asking God to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit, recovering those believers who have fallen and failed in their walk with the Lord, and restore them to a local church of whatever denomination, whatever type, that's up to the Holy Spirit. But we're going to pray asking God to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit in this nation, recovering those believers. They're true believers, but they have fallen. They failed in their walk with the Lord. And we're asking God to restore them to a local church. And you, my friend, need to be sensitive to those around you who are believers who have failed and fallen in their walk with the Lord, perhaps during the pandemic, fear, whatever. You need to be sensitive to them and do everything in your power to help them be restored. So now we're going to pray asking God to set in motion a move of the Holy Spirit, recovering those believers who have fallen and failed in their walk with the Lord, and restore them to a local church. Pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, the battlefield is littered with wounded warriors. The fight is fierce. The battle is strong. And Father God, we're asking you in this segment of this concert of prayer to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering those believers who have fallen and failed in their walk with the Lord. And Father, restore them to a local church where they can be restored. Father, many were wounded by fear. Others were wounded by whatever means Satan might have used against them. And once they were wounded, they never really recovered. They never returned to the fight. And yes, the battlefield is littered, Father God, with those who are wounded warriors. But in this consular prayer, we leave none behind. We leave none of the wounded warriors behind. We bring them before your throne in prayer. We cannot pick them up physically and carry them back to church. We cannot physically force them back to church, but we can bring them before your throne. And we can ask you to set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering those wounded warriors, recovering those believers who have fallen, who have failed in their walk with the Lord, and restore them, Father, to a local church. Restore them to a church where they can be received, loved, restored, discipled as necessary. Help them to understand that much like the prodigal, they themselves are welcome back home, that they have a loving Heavenly Father awaiting to greet them when they come home. So, Father God, we're asking you, set in motion a move of your Holy Spirit, recovering those believers who have fallen and failed in their walk with the Lord, and restore them, we pray, to a local church. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. All right, now we come to that point in time in our consular prayer where we pray for you, your concerns, whatever they are, your burdens, whatever they are, whatever it may be. And at this point in time, I want you to go before the throne of God as a servant of the Most High God, as a child of God. And I want you to make known to Him what your concerns are, what your burdens are, what your real concerns and burdens are. In a few moments, I'm going to come back and we're going to call everybody to prayer together that's involved in this consular prayer for your concerns, your burdens, and your problems. So be sure, take them before the throne of God right now. Express your concern, your burden, your problem, your need, and we will join you in a moment praying with you for those to be met. Pray that right now. You can tell your father the need. He already knows, but he wants you to talk to him about it. He wants to receive your request. So right now, make sure you've confessed your need to him, your problem, your burden, your concern. We'll pray with you in just a moment. We will agree with you in prayer. Indeed, burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Days are filled.
Now you've laid every need out. You've expressed your concerns, your burdens, your problems. We're going to join with you in a moment. We're going to agree with you, asking God to hear your prayer, to meet your need. So if you haven't got it completed yet, complete in the next few seconds, next moment or two, then we'll pray. My Father, my God, I want to thank you for every soul that's been involved in this concert of prayer. And Father God, I want you to take into consideration, please, if you would, sir, every need that has been expressed, every single solitary need from these your children, each need that has been expressed, I'm asking you to take recognition of it. And Father, the variety of needs out there, we could be here half the night discussing the types of needs and all the needs that exist in the body of Christ, but these have expressed their need to you. And Father, I'm asking you, along with these others who have joined with us, meet them at their point of need. Meet them at their point of need. They have expressed their point of need to you, and we're asking you, Father God, in your love, your mercy, your grace, your goodness, provision and protection, we're asking you to meet that need, whatever it may be. They've expressed it, so we're asking you to join with them and meet that point of need. And do it, Father God, in such a way that when the need is met, they will understand that it was because their Heavenly Father, God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, met that need, brought that healing, met that need, furnished that supply. Father, your hand is not shortened. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too difficult for you. So we're asking you in the name of Jesus to meet every need in your timing, in your way, that's been expressed in this concert of prayer by these precious souls. And Lord, when you do that, we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We will not touch your glory. And we thank you for hearing our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being a part of this concert of prayer. Until we get a chance to do this again, be blessed.